Hello, and welcome to Right Now with Ralph Martin, a podcast where author, speaker, and worldwide renewal leader, Dr. Ralph Martin, shares what the Holy Spirit is stirring up in the church right now. Words of encouragement from the Lord to strengthen you for such a time as this. We're glad you can be with us as we seek to encourage you for this moment in history. And now, your host, Ralph Martin.
You know, one of the most famous scripture passages in the world is John chapter 3, verse 16. You know, most of us know it, and it really is a wonderful, short summary of the gospel. You remember it. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. It's a great short summary of the gospel. It basically saying it's all about love. It all starts in love. But even after we fell, God hasn't left us in our sin. He hasn't left us condemned, but he's given us a solution. And the solution is the amazing solution of Jesus. But even though his great love is shown to us in giving us his son Jesus, it doesn't automatically work its salvation in us unless we respond to him with faith. God so loved the world, he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. And also right there in this one little verse, we have the reality of eternal consequences. It's either perishing, being condemned, being excluded from the kingdom of God forever because we refuse the gift of Jesus, we refuse to believe in him, we refuse to submit to him, we refuse to repent and become his disciple and be baptized and become part of his body and eat his body and drink his blood. Or if we accept Jesus, if we join ourselves to Jesus, eternal life. It seems like a no-brainer, but because our brain is messed up, because our mind is darkened, because our heart is conflicted, it's very possible to reject Jesus. Now, as important and rich and truthful as John 3:16 is, there's some really important things that come right before John 3:16 and right after John 3:16 that fills in the picture, confirms it, deepens it, unfolds it more. So let's start with John chapter 3, verse 13, and let's go on as far as John verse 3 to John verse 21. Okay, Jesus has just told Nicodemus that he must be born again of water of the Spirit in order to enter the kingdom of God. And then he says, starting in verse 13, "No one has ascended into heaven, but he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life." You remember the story of the Israelites in the desert were complaining against God, were complaining against Moses, and serpents came and bit them, and many of them died. And then the Lord kind of said, "Hey, Moses, make an image of the instrument of death. Make an image of the serpent. Make a bronze serpent. Put it on a pole. Hold it up, and whoever looks on it will be healed." It's sort of a very strange incident, but what it's doing is foreshadowing Jesus being hung on the cross, and whoever looks at him, whoever looks at the penalty of death that he's taking upon himself, the penalty of rebellion from God, he's taking it upon himself on the cross. And now if we looked at Jesus on the cross and believe in him, we'll be healed of the poison. There's a poison in our soul that we need to be cleansed from, that we need to be healed of, and that's Jesus on the cross. Then we get to John chapter 3, verse 16, which we just talked about God so loving the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. And now let's go on to verse 17. "For God sent the Son into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. The Lord doesn't want us to reject Jesus. God the Father didn't send Jesus so that we may be condemned. Jesus has come so that we may be saved and not condemned, because our default situation is condemned. We're alienated from God. We're inheriting the terrible penalty that our first parents incurred for us in their disobedience. Verse 18, he who believes in him is not condemned. Hallelujah. He who does not believe is condemned already. Oh, no. We can right now on this earth begin to travel on a path that leads us to heaven or hell. And to reject Jesus puts us on a path of condemnation. Unless we turn back from that path, unless we turn away from our sin, unless we place our belief in Jesus, we're going to be condemned finally. He who believes in him is not condemned. He who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Sometimes people have wrapped themselves around their sin, around their greed, around their lust, around their anger, around their violence, around their fear, and they don't want to let go of it, even though the merciful light of God is shining into their soul and giving them a chance. For everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. May we not be those who refuse to come to the light. May we not flee from the light when it convicts us of sin. May we not reject the light when it invites us to repentance. May we not reject the light when it gives us the opportunity to be delivered from demonic oppression, demonic deception, and our own sin. But he who does what is true comes to the light, that it may be clearly seen that his deeds have been brought to God. Let's accept the light. Jesus is the light that comes into the world, and he who walks in the light of Jesus will never walk in darkness. It's so important that we come out of the darkness and accept the light of Jesus, accept his word, accept his sacrifice, put our faith and trust in him, and so be healed of the poison that's in our soul and have eternal life. Amen.
This podcast is brought to you by Renewal Ministries, part of the Renewal Podcast Network. If you are enjoying this podcast, we invite you to help us spread the word by leaving us a rating or review, following or subscribing to this podcast, or sharing on social media. Until next time, this is Right Now with Ralph Martin.